Shodoka, Song on Realizing the Tao. A powerful poem to prove our Zen nature. The living words inspire us towards freedom, emancipation from fear and guilt, to come into our own power, live our own full potential. Not to stagnate in emptiness, but to take hold of complete enlightenment by ourselves. With the lion's roar to break through the barrier of life and death, and to know that true being has nothing to do with birth and death. Being and non-being, not one, not two, not holding back your passions for life because of fear, but to explore your boundless power of prajna. Not separating from the world to protect yourself. Their cries are your cries. Not avoiding extremes and finding the middle path. Realizing has nothing to do with sentiments and emotions, nor actions of dualistic tendency. Realizing the mind essence, which is free of being and non-being, and know that nothing exists, and the great way has opened, and there are no obstacles. Six senses and the six worlds interweave, making life as it is. It is an illusion as a whole, yet nothing exists to be called illusion. So let the poem speak for itself. Come closer so that you can sit in comfort. You can bring your cushions and make a semicircle. Shodoka, Song on Realizing the Tao, originated in China during the Tang Dynasty, and students even nowadays learn it by heart. Students in China, Korea, and Japan recite it in entirety. There is the leisurely one, walking the Tao beyond philosophy, not avoiding fantasy, not seeking truth. The real nature of ignorance is the Buddha nature itself. The empty, delusory body is the very body of the Dharma. When the Dharma body awakens completely, there is nothing at all. The source of our self nature is the Buddha of innocent truth. Mental and physical reactions come and go, like clouds in the empty sky. Greed, hatred, and ignorance appear and disappear, like bubbles on the surface of the sea. When we realize actuality, there is no distinction between mind and thing, and the path to hell instantly vanishes. If this is a lie to fool the world, my tongue may be cut out forever. Once we awaken to the Tathagata Zen, the six noble deeds and the 10,000 good actions are already complete within us. In our dream, we see the six levels of illusion clearly. After we awaken, The whole universe is empty. No good, no bad fortune, no good fortune. No loss, no gain. Never seek such things in eternal serenity. For years the dusty mirror has gone unclean. Now let us polish it completely, once and for all. Who has no thought, who is not born? If we are truly not born, we are not unborn either. Ask a robot if this is not so. How can we realize ourselves? By virtuous deeds or by seeking the Buddha? Realize your hold on earth, release your hold on earth, water, fire, wind. Drink and eat as you wish in eternal serenity. All things are transient and completely empty. This is the great enlightenment of the Tathagata. Transience, emptiness, and enlightenment, these are the ultimate truths of Buddhism. Keeping and teaching them is true Sangha devotion. If you don't agree, please ask me about it. Cut out directly the root of it all. This is the very point of the Buddha seal. I can't respond to any concern about leaves and branches. People do not recognize the Mani jewel living intimately within the Tathagata Garbha. It operates our sight, hearing, smell, taste, sensation, awareness. And all of these are empty, yet not empty. The rays shining from this perfect Mani jewel have the form of no form. Clarify the five eyes and develop the five powers. This is not intellectual work, just realize, just know. It is not difficult to see images in a mirror, but who can take hold of the moon and the water? Always working alone, always walking alone. The enlightened one walks the freeway of nirvana, with melody that is old and clear in spirit, and naturally elegant in style, but with body that is tough and bony, passing unnoticed in the world. We know that Shakya's sons and daughters are poor in body, but not in the Tao. In their poverty, they always wear ragged clothing, but they have the jewel of no price treasure. This jewel of no price can never be used up. Though they spend it freely to help people they meet, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya, and the four kinds of wisdom are all constant, contained within. The eight kinds of emancipation and the six universal powers are all impressed on the ground of their mind. The best student goes directly to the ultimate. The others are very learned, but their faith is uncertain. Remove the dirty garments from your own mind. Why should you show off your outward striving? Some may slander, some may abuse. They try to set fire to the heavens with the torch and end by merely tiring themselves out. I hear the scandal as though it were ambrosial truth. Immediately everything melts, and I enter the place beyond thought and words. I find the scandal monger is my good teacher, We do not become angry at gossip. We have no need for powerful endurance and compassion. To be mature in Zen is to be mature in the expression. And full moon brilliance of Dhyana and Prajna does not stagnate in emptiness. Not only can I take hold of complete enlightenment by myself, but all Buddha bodies, like sands of the Ganges, can become awakened in exactly the same way. The incomparable lion roar of doctrine shatters the brains of the 100 kinds of animals. Even the king of elephants will run away, forgetting his pride. Only the heavenly dragon listens calmly with pure delight. I wandered over rivers and seas, crossing mountains and streams, visiting teachers, asking about the way in personal interviews. Since I recognized the sixth founding teacher, Zhao Qi, his real name, I know what is beyond the relativity of birth and death. Walking is Zen, sitting is Zen, speaking or silent, active or quiet, the essence is at peace. Even facing the thought of death, our mind is unmoved. Even drinking poison, our mind is quiet. Our teacher Shakyamuni met Dipankara Buddha, and for many eons he trained as Kshanti, the ascetic. Many birth, many death. I'm serene in this cycle. There is no end to it. Since I abruptly realized the unborn, I had no reason for joy or sorrow, at any honor or disgrace. I've entered the deep mountains of silence and beauty, in a profound valley beneath high cliffs. I sit under the old pine trees. Zazen is my rustic cottage. It's peaceful, lonely, and truly comfortable. When you truly awaken, you have no formal merit. In the multiplicity of the relative world, you cannot find such freedom. Self-centered merit brings the joy of heaven itself, but it is like shooting an arrow at the sky. When the force is exhausted, it falls to the earth. Even then, everything goes wrong. Why should this be better than the true way of the Absolute, directly penetrating the ground of Tathagata? Just take hold of the source, never mind the branches. It is like a treasure moon enclosed in a beautiful emerald. Now I understand this money jewel, and my gain is the gain of everyone, endlessly. The moon shines on the river, the wind blows through the pines. Whose providence is this long, beautiful evening? The Buddha nature jewel of morality is impressed on the ground of my mind. My robe is the dew, the fog, the cloud, and the mists. A bowl once calmed dragons and a staff separating fighting tigers. The rings on the staff jingle musically. The form of these expressions is not to be taken lightly. The treasure staff of the Tathagata has left traces for us to follow. The awakened one does not seek truth, does not cut off delusion. Truth and delusion are both vacant and without form. But this no form is neither empty nor not empty. It is truly the real form of the Tathagata. The mind mirror is clear, so there are no obstacles. Its brilliance illuminates the universe to the depth and in every grain of sand. Multitudinous things of the cosmos are all reflected in the mind, and this full clarity is beyond inner and outer. To live in nothingness is to ignore cause and effect. This chaos leads only to disaster. The one who clings to vacancy, rejecting the world of things, escapes from drowning, but leaps into fire. Holding truth and rejecting illusions, these are but skillful lies. Students who do zazen by such lies love thievery in their own children. They miss the Dharma's treasure. They lose accumulated power. And this disaster follows directly upon dualistic thinking. So Zen is the complete realization of mind, the complete cutting off of delusion, the power of wise vision penetrating directly to the unborn. Students of vigorous will hold the sword of wisdom. The Prajna edge is a diamond flame. It not only cuts off useless knowledge, but also exterminates delusions. They roar with Dharma thunder. They strike the Dharma drum. They spread clouds of love and pour ambrosial rain. The giant footsteps nourish limitless beings. High in the Himalayas, only fene grass grows. Here cows produce pure and delicious milk, and this food I continually enjoy. One complete nature passes to all natures. One universal Dharma encloses all Dharmas. One moon is reflected in many waters. All the water moons are from the one moon. The Dharma body of all Buddhas has entered my own nature, and my nature becomes one with the Tathagata. One level completely contains all levels. It's not matter, mind, nor activity. In an instant, 80,000 teachings are fulfilled. In a twinkling, the evil of aeons is destroyed. All categories are no category. What relation have these to insight? Beyond praise, beyond blame. Like space itself, it has no bounds. Right here, it is eternally full and serene. If you search somewhere, you cannot see it. You cannot grasp it. You cannot reject it. In the midst of not gaining, in that condition, you gain it. It speaks in silence. In speech, you hear its silence. The great way has opened, and there are no obstacles. If someone asks, "What is your sect and how do you understand it?" I reply, "The power of tremendous prajna." People say it is positive, people say it's negative, but they don't know. A smooth road, a rough road, even heaven cannot imagine. I have continued my zazen for many eons. I do not say this to confuse you. I raise the Dharma banner and set forth our teaching. It is a clear doctrine of the Buddha, which I found with my teacher, Huineng. Mahakashyapa became the Buddha's successor, received the lamp and passed it on. 28 generations of teachers in India, then overseas and rivers to our land. Bodhidharma came as our first teacher. And this rope, as we all know, passed through six teachers here. And how many generations to come they gain the path, no one knows. The truth is not set forth, the false is basically vacant. Put both existence and non-existence aside, then even non-vacancy is vacant. The 20 kinds of vacancy have no basis. And the oneness of the Tathagata being is naturally sameness. Mind is the base, phenomena are dust, then both are like a flaw in the mirror. When the flaw is brushed aside, the light begins to shine. When both mind and phenomena are forgotten, then we become naturally genuine. Ah, the degenerate materialistic world. People are unhappy. They find self-control difficult. In the centuries since Shakyamuni, false views are deep. Demons are strong. The Dharma is weak. Disturbances are many. People hear the Buddha's doctrine of immediacy, and if they accept it, the demons will be crushed as easily as a roofing tile. But they cannot accept. What a pity. Your mind is the source of action. Your body is the agent of calamity. No pity, no blame to anyone else. If you don't seek an invitation to hell, never slander the Tathagata's true teaching. The Buddha's doctrine of directness is not a matter for human emotion. If you doubt this or feel uncertain, then you must discuss it with me. This is not the free reign of a mountain monk's ego. I fear your training may lead to wrong views of permanent soul or complete extinction. Being is not being. Not being is not non-being. Myth is ruled by a hair and you're off by a thousand miles. Understanding it, the dragon child abruptly attains Buddhahood. Misunderstanding it, the greatest scholar falls into hell. From my youth, I piled studies upon studies. In sutras and shastras, I searched and researched, classifying terms and forms, oblivious to fatigue. I entered the sea to count the sands in vain. And then the Tathagata scolded me kindly as I read, "What profit in counting your neighbor's treasure?" My work had been scattered and entirely useless. For years I was dust blown to the wind. If the seed nature is wrong, misunderstandings arise, and the Buddha's doctrine of immediacy cannot be attained. Shravaka and Patrikaya students may study earnestly, but they lack aspiration. Others may be very clever, but they lack prajna. They are idle dreamers lost in form and sensation. Not supposing something is the Tathagata, this is truly called Kuan Yin, the Bodhisattva who sees freely. When awakened, we find karmic hindrances fundamentally empty, but when not awakened, we must repay all our debts. The hungry are served the king's repast, and they cannot eat. The sick meet the king of doctors. Why don't they recover? The practice of Zen in this greedy world, this is the power of wise vision. The lotus lives in the midst of the fire. It is never destroyed. Father Ashura broke the gravest precepts, but he went on to realize the unborn. The Buddhahood he attained in that moment lives with us now in our times. Incomparably lion roar of the doctrine. How sad that people are stubbornly ignorant, just knowing that crime blocks enlightenment, not seeing the secret of the Tathagata's teaching. The king of Dharma deserves our highest respect, Tathagata. Innumerable as sands of the Ganges, all prove this fact by their attainment. Now I know what the money rule is. Those who believe this will gain it accordingly. When we see truly, there is nothing at all. There is no person, there is no Buddha. Innumerable beings, things of the universe are just bubbles on the sea. Wise sages are all like flashes of lightning. However, the burning iron ring revolves around my head, with bright completeness of dhyana and prajna, and never lose my equanimity. If the sun becomes cold and the moon hot, evil cannot shatter the truth. The carriage of the elephant moves like a mountain. How can the mantis block the road? The great elephant does not loiter on the rabbit's path. Great enlightenment is not concerned with details. Don't belittle the sky by looking through a pipe. If you still don't understand, I will settle it for you.